Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Minimalism Made Simple podcast. My name is Rebecca, and I'm the blogger over at minimalismmadesimple.com. I encourage you to head on over to that website to check out our free printables. I also recently just launched my ebook, which is called Why Minimalism? The Choice is Simple, and I'll leave a link for that in the description below. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and let's get started with today's episode. Hi, everyone. So today we're going to talk about going green, and I'm going to give you a few simple ways that you can live greener in 2021. So this is going to be part one, and then next week I'm going to cover part two, because I want to give you several different examples that you can take away with you. So lately, more and more people have made the swap to go green. If more people made the switch to an eco-friendly lifestyle, it would impact the environment for generations to come. In fact, we've seen evidence of the impact on the environment from people changing their habits this year. Especially as people are home more and commuting less this year, the environment has changed drastically. For example, in 2020, the Venice canals were clear and had fish again for the first time in years, and scientists estimate that the pandemic has reduced CO2 emissions by 1,600 million tons. So all this talk about the environment changing has people realizing that their actions do have an impact on the environment. So what does it mean exactly to go green? Going green means choosing a lifestyle and habits that help protect the planet. It is about choosing environmentally friendly habits to sustain our world's natural resources. Basically, going green is an eco-friendly choice. So let's go ahead and dive into some simple ways that you can start living greener today. Number one is to use apps that fight food waste. Several apps can connect you to restaurants offering free or reduced price food that is left over. It's a win-win situation for you, the restaurant, and the environment. You get good food at a reduced rate, and the restaurant doesn't have to toss this leftover food. It prevents waste. So three apps that I have to recommend are Too Good To Go, Olio, and Share Waste. Now you can find these apps either on the Google Play Store or the Apple Store as well. Another way that you can go green is to shop with a plan. So many people head to the grocery store with a vague idea of what they want, but end up coming home with much more than they needed. This can create a lot of wasted food that just doesn't get eaten at the end of the week or day. When you're shopping, plan what you need and what you actually eat before you go. Also related to food, another way to go greener is to pick or grow your own food. So a great way to reduce your food costs and be more eco-friendly is to grow your own garden. So you can try herbs, berries, or tomatoes to start. Another simple way to go greener, and this is an important one, is to lose the packaging. So the less packaging on your products, the friendlier it is for the environment. You can, next time you want to shop or buy your product from somewhere, look for products that offer or brands that offer recycling packaging. It's also important to recycle whenever you can. If your city has a recycling system, make sure you take advantage of it. But beyond that, you can also recycle waste with TerraCycle, and you can return plastic bags to most grocery stores for recycling. Another way to go greener is to get houseplants. So 2020 was a popular year for houseplants. But they're not just good for decoration, they also help create clean air. Plus, plants can be relaxing and help you to de-stress. Another tip I have for you is to use eco driving. So eco driving is safer and cleaner. Eco driving involves checking tire pressure, keeping up vehicle maintenance, not overloading the car, and rolling the windows down in replace of air conditioning. All these steps can help improve fuel efficiency and save money. It also helps to save energy. Now, another way to live greener is to choose energy-saving appliances. So the large appliances in your home, especially your fridge and freezer, consume most of your household's energy. Newer appliances can save energy and costs that add up over the years. You should also set your fridge at 5°C or less and keep a gap between your fridge to let the heat escape. Now, when we talk about going greener in your home, you can also try to thrift your furniture. So furniture is expensive to purchase and environmentally taxing to create. Gently used furniture helps reduce your home's footprint. Check out FreeCycle, local thrift stores, or Facebook Marketplace for deals. And last but not least, for this part one, is to donate extra items that you have in your home. So we all have clothing in the closet we never wear, old books that collect dust. This is wasteful of energy and money. So first, try flipping all the hangers in your closet backwards. As you wear something, flip it around. After 30 days, you'll know which items you wear and which items you don't. This is a great way to try to declutter your closet and see the essential items that you really use and need. That's all my tips for today, but don't forget to tune in next week to part two, where I'm going to give you several more tips that you can apply to your life to make small changes and live greener. Don't forget that you can head on over to my website to check out my latest ebook, which is called Why Minimalism? The Choice is Simple, as well as some free principles that I have available for you to use. So I'll catch you in next week's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. Bye-bye.